Esther Perek Dalad, Mordechai Yoda'es Kol Asher Na'asa. So after the decree is sent around to all the people in all of their own languages, even to Puerto Rico, even Bad Bunny understood what was going on. So the word has gotten out throughout the empire that the Jewish people are to be killed, or at the very least, be ready for a military action against domestic enemies some 11 months from now. But Mordechai knew everything that had been done. Everything that was going on, everything that had happened. How did Mordechai know? So Rashi says he was a Baal HaChalom. He had a dream about it, a sense of Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah, the Medrash says Eliyahu HaNavi informed him. So Mordechai keeps very informed about what's going on in court. But to find out this one took a little bit of extra Israeli intelligence and the Mossad to get the information out. Vayikra Mordechai es bigodov vayilbash sag voefer. And Mordechai tore his clothing and put on sackcloth and ashes. So he tore his clothing out of grief, put on sackcloth and ashes. We see the same thing in Sefer Daniel. Erica Brown brings down a very nice connection. She points out that in Sefer Daniel also, he puts on sackcloth and ashes. But it's to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mordechai doesn't do this to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does this as a public display of what's going on, to warn everybody, we need to do something. We need to work together. He took off his royal robes and said, I am one of the Jewish people. I'm going to wear this sackcloth and ashes because of the threat to the Jewish people. So she points out, and it's a beautiful insight, that Daniel is wearing sackcloth and ashes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to daven to him because of chatoim of the Jewish people, that we strayed from the mitzvos, that we broke the commandments. As opposed to Mordechai, who is in responding to an external enemy, to outsiders. So she points out, the book of Esther is filled with instances where the Jews are observed by outsiders. The way the king stares at Esther, the way Esther looks at Mordechai when he comes momentarily in inappropriate clothing. Haman glares at Mordechai. The Jews look at Mordechai and how he was perceived by everyone else. So social optics are a theme. A fellow named Norman Cohen wrote a book about clothing in biblical texts, and he makes a very nice connection also. He says Mordechai tearing his clothing, Vayikra Mordechai es bigodov, could possibly be connected to what Yaakov Avinu did when he thought Yosef was dead. And he was prepared to mourn when Binyamin was going to be taken away. And Mordechai is a descendant of Binyamin, and he is going to tear his clothing about the fate and the threat to the Jewish people at the moment. Also, Mordechai is descendant from Shaul HaMelech, who ripped Shmuel's garment when he's trying to hold on to the Navi, when Shmuel gives him bad news, and Shmuel says that the Malchus is going to be torn away from you. So, tearing clothing, Reuven, the brother, tears his clothing when he thinks Yosef is dead. Yosef's not in the pit. Vayikra es bigodav, he tore his clothing. So a lot of stories involving Yosef, Binyamin, early on, involve tearing clothing. And we know you're not allowed to restitch your clothing once you tear it. So wearing sackcloth, going in mourning, tearing one's clothes, this is all a deep part of Jewish history and B'nai Rachel history as well. And he went out into the middle of the street, into the middle of the city. And he cried out a loud and bitter cry to draw attention. He's a leader, Rabbi Soloveitchik says. Mordechai is not a single person, but a people. His cry is as loud as the cry of millions and bitter as the accumulated tears of millions. So Mordechai defying Haman, says the Rav, is not just an individual person, but a people defying the Hamans of the world. We in short supply, but we do it over and over again. Beis vayavod lefnei shar ha-melech. And then he came up until the king's gate, but there was a rule. And the rule was, kein lavoi el shar ha-melech bilvushak, that it's forbidden to enter the king's gate clothed in sackcloth. Now, if he wanted to go in, strictly out of Kavod HaMalchus, he would have worn better clothing. But what he's trying to do, he's putting his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yosef Lekach says, and he is publicizing his cause to Esther Hamalka, who is living behind the gates in the harem and may not know what's going on. But Mordechai, as Rav Soloveitchik said, is representing all of the Jewish people. Gimel uvachol medino umedino. And in every province, in every state, in every neighborhood, Mekom asher dvar ha-melech v'daso magia, any place where the king's command and decree extended, which is the entire empire, Eva Godol La Yehudim, was a great mourning for all of the Jewish people. Vitzom uvachiyu mispeid, and they didn't hesitate. They immediately are enlisting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help and salvation. They fasted, they wept, they mourned, they wailed. Sak vo'efer yutzalo rabim. Sackcloth and ashes, most of the people were lying in. It's an interesting kind of grammatical phrase, the way they do it. Sackcloth and ashes were spread out under the many. So one Mefarish says that the rich shared this fear of annihilation and were in sackcloth and ashes, and the mourning took place in Rosh Hashanah in front of everyone. Vatavona narosa serav sariseha ve'agidula. And so Pasuk Dalet, the maids and chamberlains of Esther came to her and told her, Vatischalchal hamalko ma'od. And the queen was greatly distressed. So she stayed in private. She didn't go out a lot in public. She's Princess Kate in the old days, not wanting to be out in front of all the cameras. She is no Meghan Markle. Some say, the Medrash suggests, maybe she was pregnant. And upon hearing the news, she miscarried. And so she sent clothing, proper garments, to Mordechai, for him to wear, ulahasir sako me'olav, and to remove the sackcloth from upon him, velo kibel, but he refused to accept them. So Mordechai refuses to accept the more appropriate clothing because he's trying to make a point. Malbim says he wouldn't even stop davening even for a minute because he is not going to rely on a human being, even on the girl that he himself raised. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu he's relying on. And Esther needs to perceive what's happening.